the SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, your SEO therapist.
You're the SEO therapist. Please come in, sit down on the couch, make yourself comfortable.
We will reduce your stress on this podcast.
Tell us all that ails you and your internet marketing endeavors.
I like it.
And we shall fix them. Like we shall make them better.
I really like that.
This is podcast number 447. As always, we have a tip from our previous podcast, and that tip is...
Tip is start using videos for your marketing. At a minimum, make a video on the About Us page.
Why should they do the About Us page?
Well, it's their story. People want to do business with people they know, like, and trust.
Yes, and it's the second most visited page on a typical website. First, the homepage. Second, the About Us. So do that story. Subscribe, follow, boom!
Why don't you put it on the homepage then?
Put what on the homepage?
Why don't you put the video on the homepage?
Nobody said you can't put the video on the homepage. Don't attack me. It's just because I wrote the tip. All right, hey, I want to jump into this. Before I jump into this, remember, Matt and I, we are filming here live in Houston, Texas, and we are your results rebels.
So you did that so you could just do it twice.
Right? Yeah,
Go Aggies.
But there's a difference, right? Yeah. Like, and this is Houston.
I have no idea.
If you're following on YouTube or Facebook Live, you can see we're making gestures.
Manny's back!
Manny, punch in the face to you. Happy New Year to you.
Send me an email. Give me a call. I want to talk.
All right. I want to talk to you about a review that we have. This review is, of course,
five stars.
This is from Cressy B. By the way, this is one of the 15 hidden reviews on Yelp.
Oh, cool.
We've got 15.
We love Yelp here at eWeb Results.
Reviews. We are so fond of them. Here we go. This is from Cressy B. I recently started listening to the eWeb Results podcast and was inspired to check out their website and request a website analysis. Chris was helpful. Wonderful. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
He took time to explain things we could do to improve our SEO without a heavy sales pitch. He showed me options to continue working with them without the normal pushy sales pitch. We really appreciate his time and look forward to working with them again in the future. Cressy, same here. Punch in the face to you. Now this is me twisting you. Twist your arm. Come work with us.
No. We professionally help people buy.
Yeah, if you're ready
to buy. If you need it, we can help you if we got it. If we don't, we're going to tell you.
Yeah. By the way, it is internet marketing. You need it. If this is the first time you've been on the podcast, howdy and welcome to the podcast. If you've been to this podcast before, you might be looking for some stuff, right? You might be looking for 20 tips for awesome web design
top
10 SEO tips, 5 mistakes that can tank your business, 77 marketing strategies every law firm needs to know. You can get all of these at ewebresults.com/tips.
Well, I want to make my little book of video statistics
and
internet marketing statistics and SEO statistics that are really cool.
Is that going to be like Matt's little book of video statistics?
Matt's
little book.
I'm not just going to do an ebook. I'm going to just put it in print.
I like
it. I think it's a good little thesaurus.
Little piece of it's good.
A dictionary. What would it be called?
Library reading. There's really only one place to read that type of book.
I want to know what that would be
called. On an airplane, of course.
A reference guide.
It's a reference guide.
I like it.
So, hey, we're going to cover an article today, at least part of the article. This is Facebook Ads and Google AdWords. Which should you be using? An article we found.
This is a big question I get a lot in the profit plans.
And there's one concrete answer, and so we'll get to that. Again, if you've tuned in the podcast, you know what we're about to skip. Each week we run a contest. If we get 10 Shikos.
A share, a like, or a follow.
Yeah, if we get 10 Shikos. Boom. And we get a review. I just read the review, by the way. If you were Shikow, that's right. That's, when you do a Shiko, the noise you hear in the back of your head is Shikow. No, it's not boom. It's Shikow. So the way the contest works, if we get those 10 Shikos and we get the review, then we skip how we tell you how to leave a review. We're going to skip that. In fact, I don't even think we did it on the last podcast. If you are interested in some way cool internet marketing t-shirts, PPC t-shirts, SEO t-shirts.
We created them because I couldn't find ones I was looking for out online. I wasn't really impressed.
Yep.
So we made some really cool shirts.
Go to ewebresults.com/swag. Go ahead and order those shirts for you. They're pretty awesome. May the rank be with you. I'm just going to throw that one out there.
That one is popular.
That is a very good one. I think that's it. Let's get into our article here. Facebook ads and Google AdWords, which should you be using? We're going to talk about Google, or maybe talk about a little bit about Facebook, and then we're going to really dive in to the differences in the next podcast. Although the two platforms are often positioned as competitors, nothing could be further from the truth in practical sense. By the way, I think that statement's wrong. They are definitely competitors, but the way he's speaking about this is, should I use one or the other?
It's like that's, one, two, punch.
That's not a real competition. Should I be using one or the other? They're definitely in competition for each other, with each other. So I think that's true. Many businesses are leveraging the strengths of advertising on Google and Facebook ads in concert to achieve maximum visibility, increase leads and sales, and find new customers. Adopting different strategies that align with the fun. This I highlighted a lot. I didn't need to read all that. By the way, so they are in competition with each other. That's Facebook and Google, right? And I think in the last podcast you even said they hate each other. They're mortal enemies, right? That's definitely true. And it's not one strategy or the other. It's probably both.
Well, I'm sure that they've recruited each other's people, so they probably don't hate each other as much, but it was just a figure of speech.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the differences. So Google AdWords, paid search. Google AdWords is the largest and most popular PPC advertising platform.
Yes. We could have a three-way fight and put Microsoft and LinkedIn in there.
Sorry. Fair to include the third and fourth place runners-up into the first and
second Microsoft place. Bought LinkedIn, so they're in the fight.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. All right, so Google AdWords is the largest and most popular PPC advertising platform on the planet, right? Uh-huh. So PPC, pay per click.
Boom.
They actually say that AdWords is synonymous with the phrase paid search, right? And we do say that. Like, we'll say pay per click really does apply to Facebook.
Kleenex.
Right? Kleenex.
Tissue. Yep.
That's it.
AdWords, Google.
Yep.
No, AdWords, paid search.
Pay-per-click.
Paid
search focuses on the targeting of keywords and the use of text-based advertisements. Advertising using AdWords bids on keywords, specific words and phrases included in search queries. So there's really kind of two pieces of the AdWords platform. I like to call the utilization of one, I think, is so unique and distinctive that you really need to add to this list of two, even though it's part of one.
What? So you're talking about display?
In display?
Yeah.
Remarketing, right?
Yeah.
Remarketing
is
a piece of display, but I believe it deserves its own name, right? And almost like, because you should, like,
so
the one thing you should be using,
yeah,
without a doubt, is remarketing.
Well, so when we build campaigns, we'll do the AdWords.
Yep.
We'll do display, or we'll do remarketing next, typically.
Right.
Then we'll add display.
Yep.
And then, you know, if you have any videos, you can do YouTube remarketing or you can do like YouTube ads.
Yep.
And so those are really the broad buckets. Also, there's email.
Yep.
So you can target in people's email boxes.
Yeah.
You know, so AdWords is really versatile. It's a great resource. If you're looking, well, we'll go into it later, but
yeah,
it's a great choice.
Yeah. And I think remarketing, just to be clear, is actually getting ads in very specific ads, if you so choose to work the platform that way, in front of people who have visited your website, right?
Yeah.
And so there's nothing more valuable than the people who have visited your website.
I got a tweet.
Right? There's nothing more valuable than those people to get ads in front of. Again, they've already expressed an interest in you. Hopefully they got there because they're the right target and now you need to get them again.
So I have some great statistics related to that.
Matt's little book of great statistics.
Yes, yeah, I'm going to put it, like, statistics I use all the time, I want to put it on the book. So basically, 94% of users will leave a website without doing anything and never come back.
Taking an action.
And so retargeting, remarketing, people call it like different things, but I believe the data says that retargeting, remarketing will increase conversion rates by 50 to 60% and increase engagement by over 400% across all industries.
Yeah.
I mean, so super powerful when used correctly. Remarketing, I believe you need to have, you know, 500, 1,000 users coming to your website per month for it to really make
really
sense.
Kick in. Yeah.
Unless you're selling like a huge piece of real estate and you only need one person to buy it and huge. So it's product price and number of visitors. So that's just kind of my rule of thumb. It's not like hard and fast, like has to be that way. So.
All right, let's talk about Facebook ads, right? Facebook ads is a prime example of what is known as paid social. Yeah. I haven't really heard, I mean, I've heard that phrase, but we don't use it regularly around here. Yeah. Or the practice of advertising on social networks. With the highest number of monthly active users of any social network in the world, Facebook has become a highly competitive and potentially lucrative element of internet marketing.
So I like this article so far, but again, there's really strong statistics on how many people spend on Google.
Yeah, how much time they spend. And,
well, not just time, but money.
Yeah.
The biggest buckets are Facebook and AdWords. Those are the two biggest buckets of online spending. And those statistics are pretty powerful, and I would just say those would make it pop.
Yeah, if you're going to compare.
I like statistics.
So here's one of the ways that they break it down, and I know that you're going to have a different opinion from this. This is AdWords helps you find new customers, while Facebook helps new customers find you. I'm not sure.
No, I read that, and that was kind of a different way to say it, and I kind of liked it. Usually how I say it is Facebook generates demand, Google harvests that demand.
Yeah.
And so if there's already people searching for you online and you're not, you know, and there's data to support, you really want to be in the top couple positions in Google. If you're not there yet, right, and people are already searching for you, why not spend the time, energy, money, whatever, to get those people that are already seeking out the services you have? Now, if you're offering something new or you want to let people know about something, Facebook's a great way to go get up in their face and let them know about your product and introduce them to it. So this says it in a very different way. I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
Because AdWords is looking for new customers, and then, you know, Facebook puts it in front of you because so it answers the question.
And the reality is, certainly from this perspective, is that we're looking for new customers, either on the AdWords platform or the Facebook platform. What I would say is that AdWords helps potential customers who are looking for what you do find you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then Facebook looks for potential customers. Well, potential customers who probably aren't looking for what you do yet.
That's true.
Find you.
That's
right?
True.
And that's the like the planting the seeds versus the harvesting, right? Planting the field is like, hey, they're on Facebook. We have their demographics. We know what they like. And we know that they probably like what we do. Although if they liked what we do, they were probably already on AdWords searching for it, and we got an ad in front of them.
Unless it's a new product or there's, you know, new demand for something, or if you're offering some kind of sale and you want to let people know about it. I mean, there's ways to use both of these
platforms.
Tools, and they do, you do use them together, but you know, a lot of people be like, oh, we need to be doing Facebook. And a lot of time when people say they need to be doing Facebook advertising, they think about it as like Facebook organic.
Right.
Okay. Just the post. They don't really actually think of it as paid social. So, you know, Facebook could do a little bit better job painting
and demarking that.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, one thing we know that if you're a business and you're doing posts, you almost never get seen. You
now, since March of last year, absolutely.
And the data is pretty conclusive that if you're going to put paid budget behind it, you shouldn't just boost posts. You should actually
get in there and do advertising
and target and all that. Well, I mean, you can target the posts.
Well, they let you do it now. I mean, they're getting better. That platform for a while was really difficult.
Yeah.
And you had like you had three different layers, okay? And it was really complicated. They are making it a lot easier. They're working on usability, so I think it's great.
Excellent. All right, so let's talk about the strengths and the advantages of Google AdWords.
Oh, there it is.
And then, we'll come back to
the money, but
the other
search
one.
Queries.
All right, so Google is considered the de facto leader in online advertising, fielding more than 3.5 billion search queries every single day. 3.5 billion.
That's awesome.
Google Advertising, they offer, again, search, network, and display, right? So search is really on the SERP, search engine results page, where you're doing paid ads right there at the top. Usually you see them, they're top three or four. The configuration has changed. That's the paid ads.
So here's kind of an interesting little bit debate, and I've been talking with a lot of prospective clients as they're kind of moving through our process. But, you know, I ask a lot of people, hey, do you click on ads?
Everyone says no, right? Like everyone says no.
The majority of people click no. And it's like, but there's so much money being generated with it. I believe people click on ads because, one, they want a deal.
Right.
Or they have some kind of urgency.
And okay. I think there's a third, because I can be honest, we've had people in our conference room, and we've had ads up, who's like, oh, I didn't realize those were ads. You mean the little thing that says ad next to it?
Well, there's definitely that as well. And they try to do a job of demarketing it, but also kind of hiding it a little bit. And a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
There is kind of a Venn diagram, too, of people that click on ads and search for organic. But a lot of times, AdWords used to be a very big silver bullet. But now, you know, like your SEO, in my opinion, is a better qualified
lead
because they've done the research. They also feel like you've earned the position that you're in. There's a little more trustworthy credibility, and so, you know, you really want to break down how you want to use AdWords versus SEO, and there's good reasons to use both, but you just got to understand what your strategy is. So.
And one of the things that you said the other day that I think is really powerful in comparing SEO to PPC, and then we'll get back to PPC, is that SEO, right, once you get good placement, that's an asset. That's an asset that you take into the next month and the next month and the next month, whereas PPC, if you're not funding that asset, it's no longer an asset. I mean, you've got that thing sitting there, but you got to fund it. So search engine and display network talks about the immense audience. Google handles more than 40,000 search queries every second, more than 1.2 trillion web searches every single year. Simply put, no other search engine can offer the potential audience as Google.
Yeah.
A lot of people believe that when you get on Google AdWords, you're on the search network, even display, that the budget is the only thing that matters. And it's actually not true. Because Google got really smart, and there's a book I read, I think it's the fifth employee number five or something of Facebook. Hmm. Really good book.
I haven't read that.
And it talks about the other search engines that it may have been like Lycos at the time, where the paid, you just paid as much, if you paid enough, you got on any search result. And what it turned out is, so let's say for instance, we want to pay for eWeb results to show up on rock climbing, right? Okay. We just did rock climbing. So we could show up on rock climbing and our ad would be there, but no one would ever click it, right? Why would you click it? Because you just search for rock climbing and it says internet marketing agency. So you could do a lot of branding, but it was a very disappointing experience for the user because they search for rock climbing and they see all these branding and back then it was Viagra or whatever, and it wasn't relevant to their search. So Google is actually the first company to make smart decisions about showing paid ads, and relevancy is very important to Google. I mean, there's lots of people, there's searches.
PageRank. I watched a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's called The Creepy Line.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So do you know, like PageRank, I thought it was because it was
page
because
one.
Because it was the page.
It was Larry Page.
It was Larry Page. Yeah, that's how they named it.
It's because of Larry Page. So that was the PageRank. So Google does a good job of showing you relevant ads. In fact, we've all done a search where there's no paid ads.
Yeah.
Right? We know there are companies out there who would like that real estate.
Sure.
Google's not even giving them that real estate because it's an irrelevant, bad experience for the Google user. It's one of the things we say in this podcast all the time. When you're providing a good experience to the Google user, Google will look favorably upon you.
I like it.
So it's not just the size of the budget, right? Budget does matter. And especially the more competitive the industry, the more mature the industry, the more you got to be a better business to be competitive in the PPC landscape. But it's not the end all be all. It's not just about having the biggest budget. All right, so this is, do you want to stop or do you want to keep going?
What time is it? I probably need to go.
Okay, so we're going to jump into the next piece. That's going to be the strengths and advantages of Facebook. We're actually going to talk about AdWords and how we use AdWords and Facebook. We're going to talk a little bit more about remarketing because, again, anybody who's visited your website, who you've through your targeted efforts, content efforts, or paid efforts, get to your website, how important it is to bring them back. We're going to talk about that in the next podcast. So we're going to wrap this up. We're going to ask you to do one thing.
One thing.
Just one thing.
And one thing only.
Share this podcast with one person and let them know about it and tell them.
If you got value out of this podcast. Yeah.
Please do that. If you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest, marketing tool on the planet.
The internet.
Call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, right? So that's somebody you know who's interested in internet marketing. That's web design, landing pages, funnels, email marketing, PPC.
Or if you're a marketer out there and you want to bring in a second opinion, or, you know, if you want to look at things, we've been doing a lot of that lately.
Yeah.
And so for all you marketers out there, if you're having problems, you want a second set of eyes to look at it, feel free to reach out to us too.
Yeah. And you can fill out that form. Actually, go to ewebresults.com. There's a referral button. Yeah. Fill that out and you are good to go. Hey, why don't you leave us a review? Leave us a review at ewebresults.com/Yelp. That'll take us to our Yelp page so you can add more
if
hidden,
they show them after
more
you,
hidden reviews.
Yeah, more hidden reviews.
It's all right. Remember, we were filmed live here at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. If you want a transcript, video, or audio of the podcast, you can get that at our website, again, ewebresults.com. We are the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. That is because of you, because of y'all, all of y'all.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, there was a little issue on a couple of the podcasts with transcript. And based on the last podcast, you said you like to skim. So,
yeah.
So there are people out there that would rather read.
Skim
the text.
Yeah.
To get to the part that they want, and they want know what it's about.
Yeah.
As opposed to listening to us talk and not know what we're going to say.
Yeah. So that transcript is available and it's there for you. Thank you guys for making us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. We appreciate you. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. This mountain snow girl, glow girl, pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so refined. I'm gonna find my gold mine. I think she's gonna set me free. See?